We said that today we would spend some time doing Chazara on the last Sugya, which is Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis till Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And then the plan is next week, Be'ez Hashem, beginning on Tuesday, there won't be a Shir on Sunday as I mentioned, then we will try and go back to the beginning of the Perek and do a Chazara of Lulav, and maybe again we'll look at the Halacha Lamaisa to try and get a clear picture of as many Maskonas as possible. Says the Gemara on the third wide line, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, V'shel Asheira, V'shel Ir HaNidachas, the Mishnah says the Lulav like that is possible. Says the Gemara, V'shel Asheira possible. How do we know it's a question mark? Because the next word, V'ha'oma. And surely Rava said, obviously that's a challenge. So rather than reading it, V'shel Asheira possible, that's incorrect. The correct way is, V'shel Asheira possible, question mark. How can you tell me in the Mishnah that it's possible? V'ha'oma Rava, Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah Lo Yitoil. Rava said that you should not take a Lulav of Avodah Zarah, but the Imnot Al Kosher. So maybe Lachatchela one shouldn't take it, but obviously it's not a clear psul. If it was a clear psul, then it makes no sense to distinguish between Lachatchela and Bedievid. So if you tell me that Bedievid it's okay, then clearly you're telling me that essentially there's no psul whatsoever. Says the Gemara, Hocha ba'asheira de Moshe askinon. We're only talking about the Asheira of Moshe, which as Rashi explains, talking about when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Then it says specifically any Avodah Zarah tree that they capture has to be burned. In which case, the Ketusi Mechtas Shure, the Shire has been cut down. As we've said, when something is destined to be burned, then it is considered not to be non-existent, but rather it's considered to be non-choshuv. It has no significance. Why does it have no significance? Because it's destined to become ash. But if you're talking about a regular lulav shel avodah zarah, which does not have a chiyuv to be burned, then rather what? Even though it's true lechatchila, you shouldn't take it because obviously it's not the most beautiful presentation to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to take a lulav avodah zarah. But it's not possible. Therefore, if you bedevid, you took it. It's okay. Says the Gemara, Dekanami, we can be medayik this as well. Why? Dektoni dumya de'ir hanidachas. Rabbi Shua, you're going to make somebody very rich in a moment. Yeah, Dektoni dumya de'ir hanidachas. Dumya, what does dumya mean?
It's comparable.
It's comparable because what did the Mishnah say? Lulav shel asheira. Vashel Irani Dachas, you put it in the same sentence. Now, Irani Dachas, we know, is non-negotiable. Irani Dachas always has to be burnt, period. What about Shel Asheira? Depends. There's two types. Asheira de Moshe and Asheira Stam. So which Asheira in the Mishnah are we talking about? Well, if it's grouped together with Irani Dachas, therefore that does suggest that we're talking about Asheira de Moshe. And therefore, what we initially suggested as a possible teretz is in fact very meduyuk. That is exactly the case. So we are not dealing with a regular avodah zarah lulav, because that does not need to be burned. But rather, we're dealing with a lulav of avodah zarah asher d'moshe, that does have to be burned. Now, we had a very, very important discussion. Rashi brings it up, which is, one moment, forget the halacha of being burned. Forget the halacha of ketuzis mechta shiurei. You're not allowed to have hanah from avodah zarah. So how can you tell me that the lulav shel asheira, if it's not the asheira de Moshe, you can't take it lechatchila? But b'dieved it's okay. Why b'dieved is okay? So you're telling me because there's no din of ketuzis mechta shiurei because it doesn't need to be burned. You're not allowed to have hanah.
It's not your personal hanah.
Says Rashi, it's not your personal hanah. Here we have the big principle, mitzvos lav lehonois nitznu. Mitzvahs are not there for your own personal benefit, and therefore, even though it's true, of course, I am happy about it. Why are you happy? Because you're carrying mitzvah of lulav. But it's not physical pleasure that we are talking about. So if you want to take a lulav shel avodah zarah and you want to use it as your broom, yeah, that would be awesome. Because then you're getting physical pleasure. from the Lulav Avodah Zarah. If you want to use this Lulav Avodah Zarah as decoration for your home, that's a different story. But if you're using it for spiritual purposes, here we have the Mitzvahs Lav L'Honis Nitnu rule. We mentioned then, it's a whole big discussion, it's not really our discussion now, but just to mention the point, what do you do with regard to a mitzvah where there is physical hana as well? For example, if you have a matzah shel avodah zarah. Matzah shel avodah zarah. Now, it doesn't need to be burned, because not asher d'moisha, therefore there's no din of ketusim mechtushir or anything like that. Be not out of hana from it. So what are you going to tell me? Mitzvahs lav l'honis nitnu. No, but one second. Is that true over here? You're eating it. So you are getting physical pleasure. You're also getting spiritual pleasure, but you're also getting physical pleasure. Does that therefore mean that that's called you're getting hana? What happens, the Gemara talks about, if you have a mikvah of mayim, which is a mikvah of Avodah Zarah. Somebody bow down to this mayim, so you're not out of hana from it. So if somebody's tomei and they dipped in the mikvah, oh, you're getting hana. No, Mrs. Lavla Honest Nitnu. Yeah, but what happens if it's a very hot day? And the mikvah is beautiful, nice, cold, refreshing water. So when you dipped in the mikvah, not only did you become spiritually pure, but you had physical hana. So can you now apply the principle of Mitzvah Lavla Honest Nitnu? Or perhaps not, because you did have physical pleasure. Or do you say, it's true. You know what? You had physical pleasure. Fine, that's true. But even if you had physical pleasure, that doesn't negate the mitzvah. In other words, how many pleasures did I have when I eat the matzah? When I went in the mikvah too? One physical and one spiritual. So the physical aspect, yeah, that's highly problematic. But that doesn't negate the mitzvah, because the spiritual pleasure that I had is never considered pleasure. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's department. It's a whole big discussion, it's a Rashba, it's not really our Indian, it's not really our discussion.
I have proof that you have to use that mikvah,
the Nibus.
The Jews drank from that water. When it turned to blood, the Jews would drink. They got the hana.
Now you're
Yossi.
Very upset. Which issa was it to drink from the water? Which issa?
They used to worship the Nibus.
And therefore what? Which issa is it to drink the water, I'm asking you? Which avera are you over? Hana from Avodah Zarah. It's not a bang to Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah.
What was it?
The issa to benefit from Avodah Zarah is not because you are thereby being oved Avodah Zarah. There is a separate issa not to benefit from that. No. So why should that be true in Mitzrayim?
It was water in Mitzrayim.
That was prior to Matan Torah, Rabbi Yossi. There was no issa, there was no mitzvah, there was garnished. They weren't allowed to sell Avodah Zarah, that's true, because that's one of the Shavu mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. But benefit them, they didn't have any mitzvahs. Garnished, they didn't do Bris Milah. Until they were instructed to do so. No. Drochei darchinei means that the drochim to mitzvahs are not painful. This is pleasure that derived from a mitzvah is not mine, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's.
It's the same question of learning Torah, before it's enjoying learning Torah, it's the same question.
No, that's mutter, that's a chiv. Most people don't know this. Most people don't know this, unfortunately. That a crucial aspect in Limud Torah is the hana'a that one derives from the learning. You open up a Pandora's box now, Daniel, we could speak about this for the next 25 hours. So, so, so important. If one comes into the Beis HaMedrash, one does one's Jewish for the day, then you tell God, okay, leave me alone till tomorrow, I learned. No. We'll get Tzcha. Sure, we'll get Tzcha, I learned Torah. That's the type of Talmud Torah we're looking for. V'ha'arev no, we daven every single day. What does it mean, v'ha'arev no? What does v'arev mean? It should be sweet. V'ha'arev no should be sweet. Arev means pleasant. That is, where do we daven for that? In the bracha of Torah, Birkas HaTorah. First words, v'harivna. How does that bracha continue, by the way? Oh, very nice. Well, why do the children come into the picture over here? You know what the answer is? I'll tell you an interesting story. Only because Rabbi Daniel mentioned it. 2 weeks ago, I was preparing a shiur on Motzah Shabbos. Motzah Shabbos is my shiur preparation time. Except when I have a siyum on Bava Kama, we make special allowances. But essentially, it's shiur preparation time. I was sitting preparing a shiur, and the subject of the shiur was you cannot educate your children in a way which is different to how they see you behave. Doesn't make sense. Tell your kids to do this, and they see you doing the opposite. In the middle of preparing shiur, my svarim are open, my computer is open, phone rings. A guy from Rabbi Shemesh Gimel, I need to discuss a shaila, can I come and ask a shaila? Fine, no problem. Comes to my home, my svarim is still open, and this is the subject that I'm in the middle of preparing. This is a story from last Motzah Shabbos. A week and a half ago. 2 weeks ago almost. Fine, so he brings me the shaila, we looked at it, fine. And I started talking to him. He's not a guy who davens in our shul, but I know him a little bit. He is a cook in one of the yeshiva katanas over here. Works very hard in my son's yeshiva. I said to him, tell me, when do you go to yeshiva? 8 o'clock in the morning, he's got to be there. He's got to make sure breakfast on the table. And he leaves after lunch, 2 o'clock, straight, 6 hours on his feet preparing food. I said, wow, at least you have the afternoon off. He said, no. When I get home at 2 o'clock, I then go to... to Yerushalayim, I have a course. He's doing a course in some study. When do you get back? After 10 o'clock at night. So that was a very, very long day. 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. 14-hour day. You can imagine when he gets back, he's just finished. Can't keep his eyes open. I said to him, V'toiro, ma tehe oleho. So when did you get to learn? Ken zebaya. Zebaya, he tells me. I can't Zebaya. I really learn. Basically, I don't really learn. There's a young guy who's got 2 kids. His oldest is 2, his youngest is a baby. I said to him, how are your kids doing? Yeah, fine, Baruch Hashem, very sweet. So how old's your baby boy? He says, 6 months. I said, tell me, what's your plan for him? So he looked at me like I was strange. What do you mean plan? Well, send him Hashem next year, a gun, and then in afterwards. To cheder. Yeah, after that. To cheder. He didn't know what I wanted. He said, obviously, yeshiva ketana. I said, really, why? What do you want to send yeshiva for? So he looked at me like a mamash crazy. He said, when we come to Tom Chacham, they'll be like, what were you asking? What were you wasting my time for? I said, after that, yeshiva gedola. I said, how on earth can you have any hope of your child becoming a Talmud Chacham if he never sees you learn, ever? You just said yourself, yeah, okay, there's a baya. So what are you going to tell your child? Oh, you have to learn, and Torah is the most important thing, and it's the most wonderful thing, it's the most gishmak. Really? If it's so wonderful, and it's so gishmak, and it's so important, how come Papa never see you learning? And even if I don't see it, how come I never hear that you've gone to a shiur, gone to a chavrusi, gone to a... There's no hope. This is in the middle of preparing the shiur. My svarim was still open on the table. That'd be mechanech children to do one thing and then doing the exact opposite. We spoke, remember, a few weeks ago on the Thursday night shiur. Rav Moshe Feinstein's famous yisoid. All of those who went off in America, despite the fact that their parents and grandparents were meisa nefesh for Shabbos, why did they go off to Derech? Because they saw the father say, oh, Shver to Zayin Ayid. Very, very hard. Yeah, impossible to be a Yid. So if it's impossible, then why would I want to go for it then? And if the children would see that the parents come home with a gishmak in their Yiras Hashem, in Avodas Hashem, in their learning, then what would the child say? Oh, I want to have a piece of this as well. I want to be part of this as well. So we daven every day, Vahar Evno. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may it be sweet for me. May it be gishmak. And then how do I carry on davening? That way I've got a hope and I can daven that my children should also be Lomdei Torah. Those two things are dependent. Because if it's not gishmak, and you merely daven that, please help me understand my learning. Shkoyach, and how are you going to come home lunchtime? As one Rosh Yeshiva once said, you know, when you come home from Yeshiva in the morning or from Kollel or from Yeshia, your wife just needs to look at your nose. And she knows exactly how your whole morning was. She doesn't need to ask you. She has one look at your face. She can see how you come home. How was your morning? Yep, so it was all right. If you come home sailing through the door, wow, that was a Shir, that was a Chavrusa, that was a Rashba, that was a Tosus, that was a Reb Kivega, that was a Ritva, wow, psh. You know what? You don't have to say one word of that. She has a look at your nose, she'll feel it. It generates a whole atmosphere in the home. Subconsciously, the kids pick up on this. No, I want to be part of this. I see what a geschmack it is. Is it easy? Not necessarily easy. Doesn't mean it's easy. Nobody said Avodas Hashem is easy, but it's not a burden. It's geschmack. Especially the material. Many people don't know this. Think, you have to go, you have to check it off your list. I must put on tefillin, I must daven, I must learn, I must shake my lulav, I must give tzedakah, I must do like a few things I have to check off the list, and now let me go back and play golf, which is what I wanted to do in the first place. That's how you're going to give your children a gishmak and mitzvahs. But especially in Limud Torah, v'har evno, we say it every single day. Rabbi Yossi, especially for you, because I know you're Hasidish. Tell your Hasidish a pshat. You're Hasidish? Rabbi Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg, he's come to the shul a number of times. He once said a Hasidish a pshat. It's the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pshat. Imagine somebody, Chas V'Shalom, breaks their leg. And then his wife gives birth. So what are you going to say? Well, if the father's leg is broken, so probably the kid's leg is also going to be born broken. Makesha. That's something just external. But if the father happens to be of a certain nature, yeah, it's very, very likely the child's going to be born with that nature as well. Or a particular feature which is not just external. He has shock blonde hair. Yeah, it's very likely that the child will also have shock blonde hair. That's not something external, that's part of his physical makeup. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ha'arev no. What does the word v'ha'arev mean? So it means sweet, but v'arev means, there's another translation. To mix. Ta'aruvus. What's a ta'aruvus? A mixture. I want Torah to be mixed up in me. I don't want it to be external. I want it to become part of me. What's a mixture mean? Is this a mixture of two cups? One over here, one over here. Never the twain shall meet. But if it's part and parcel of it, oh, then it's all mixed up. It's all one thing. I want Torah to become part of me. Because then, v'niyah anachnu v'tzetzo'enu. Then it can be bequeathed to the next generation. But if it's all external, it's like somebody's broken his leg. What's that going to do with his child? But if it becomes part of me, part of my nature, then yes, your children have a similar nature to you. This is the yesoid. This is the yesoid. Torah is not gishmak, and there's no hope for the children. No hope for the children. Even if Torah is gishmak, there's also no guarantee. But if a child is brought up in a home where Torah is gishmak, where Torah is a non-negotiable part of the day, non-negotiable part of the week, whatever it may be, the child automatically picks up on this. I want a part of this as well. Why? For no other reason, because it's gishmak. Doesn't mean it's easy. Some people make a mistake between easy and gishmak. We read on Shabbos that the two should not be mixed up. Where did we read that on Shabbos? When Yaakov benched Yisachar, remember the pasuk? Vayar menucha kitoiv. Ve'es ho'eretz ki no'emo. What does no'emo mean? What does no'em mean? pleasant. Vayar menucha ki toiv. What does menucha mean? So we normally translate menucha as rest. The Chazal say that it's referring to Torah. Menucha is a reference to Torah. Yisocha saw that menucha is toiv, is good. Ves ha'aretz. What's aretz mean? Not Torah. The land. Gashmiyetz kinoimos. Gishmak. Have a nice candy, have a nice beef burger. Be very, very gishmak. It's not emo. It's not necessarily toiv. So what did Yisocha go for? Vayet shichmoy lisbol vayhilamas ayved. So he bent over and took the oil of Torah over him. Why? Is it easy? Not always, but it's toiv. It's good for you. Some people think that easy, gishmak, go together. Not necessarily go together. Torah is not necessarily easy. And it's not gishmak in the way that we relate gishmak to gashmis chas v'shalom. Sometimes hard. Nobody will tell you in the world that niktam balulav is an easy sugya. But certainly gishmak, if it's learned properly. V'ni'anachnu v'tzei atzo'enu is a direct result of that. I always tell people, and couples especially, you know the Mishnah Berurah says, everybody in our dairy likes to look for skulis. Go to this school and that school and this school. The Mishnah Berurah says, you want to have good kids? When you say the bracha in the morning of Ahav Rabo, just before Shema, you should mechaven that your children should become Tamidei Chacham. Lishtei Mishnah Berurah. So I have a big kasha. Look through Ahav Rabo. Is there one mention about your kids there? Not one word. It's all about me. Gosh Baruch Hu, please, the same belief beinu bina la hovin la haskil lishmoya lilmoid la lamed lishmoy va lasses la kaim is called myself. Very nice. What's good to my children? The answer is, if you want to have children who love Torah, first daven well that you have an avasat Torah. Because if you don't, there's no chance your children will. Yeah, learn. Abba, when do you learn? Yeah, baya. Okay, baya retzini. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you daven well, that you are shalat zlocha in limud Torah, and you should enjoy that, and the tahir li beinu la'obdecha b'em, etc., etc. Yeah, then there's a chance your children will turn out the same. All right, we'll put that on hold, otherwise we'll be here for a very long time. But this is the Yisoida Yisoidais. All the people, and I don't know, maybe that was the subject of this lecture that you sent around, I don't know. But many who are dealing with the issues of chinuch, and difficult issues of chinuch, talk about one word. Especially in our day and age. My mother, who's a therapist, so she's busy dealing with this all day long, every single day, told me she once went to a conference where there was a non-Jewish woman who gave a presentation there. And this non-Jewish woman said, she's some top doctor, psychologist, whatever it is, and she said, you know, I'm often asked, I have a teenage daughter, and you know full well that she has the world at her fingertips, internet, and everything she wants. So how can you possibly ensure that she stays along the straight and narrow, whatever a goy considers to be the straight and narrow? How do you expect to have any control over her where you know she's walking around with gadgets that we couldn't have imagined of even 10 years ago? And this goy said, not a yid. She said, I can't. There's no way I can enforce it. One thing I can do. I can try and give my daughter the most wholesome and loving education so that she doesn't feel the necessity to look elsewhere. That's what a goy said. Kal v'chayma ben benoy shel kal v'chayma in the Olam HaTorah, we have the same situation. Any of us who have children or talmidim or acquaintances, how can we guarantee? We can't guarantee anything. Can't guarantee anything. But one thing we can do, we can guarantee the opposite. Chas v'shalom rachmon al etzlan. If the children don't feel the gishmak of Avodas Hashem, there's no chance. Why? Because every kid is looking for a gishmak. If he doesn't get it here, he'll have to look elsewhere. There used to be a day and age where there wasn't an elsewhere. There was no gadgets. So if you didn't get geshmak at home, you led a bit of a miserable life. Fine, too bad. But now every kid will get a geshmak. If he doesn't get it at home from Torah and from mitzvahs, from Yerushalayim and from learning, so he's got 50 other billion places he can get his geshmak from. So what can I guarantee? I can't guarantee anything. But I can daven and I can hope that I'm trying to bring up my kids and whoever it is I have influence over in the most geshmak possible atmosphere. So that then and only then I can daven it. Why should they want to then look for a different geshmak when they have geshmak at their fingertips? And would therefore want to emulate what they see in their father, their mother, family. Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, we veered a little bit off the topic, but it's central to learning. When we come every day at 9:30, and 10 to 9, whenever your day starts, learning is not something that we have to do. And then we get it off our backs, and now leave me alone until, unfortunately, tomorrow comes, so I have to do the same all over again. It's geshmak. Day, part of my day. I'm a busy guy, but I have an hour in the morning, 2 hours in the morning, three, I can turn off my phone, turn off my internet, turn off my email, turn off my work, garnished! I'm involved in what I want to be over in. And of course, that's what decides, that's what is kever, whether a person is a ben Torah or not. A person can be learning an hour a day, and he can be a true ben Torah. A person can be learning 12 hours a day, and he's not necessarily a ben Torah. What's the difference? Is Torah central to his life, the most important thing, or it's not? Torah is the most important thing, non-negotiable part of my day, most important part of the day that's most key and most loved to me, then I'm a ben Torah. If not, they're not. And the kids feel that. They don't need to hear one word from you, they just feel it. Nikdam Roishoy. Back to our subject. Nikdam Roishoy. Omer Avuna Loishanu Ala Nikdam. That which we learned in the Mishnah, the Nikdam is possible, is only true in Nikdam. Avol Nistak Kosher. Really? The Nistak Kosher? Ah, Ivahotanya. We have learned in a Raisa. Lulav Kofuf. It is bent over. Kovutz. Rashi says kovutz means there's all uktsin, all thorns sticking out of it. Okum, if it is crooked, doimalamagal. Okum doimalamagal, like a sickle. Posel. So what were one of those there? Soduk. Top line, it says soduk. Soduk is clearly posel. Chorus, posel, if it is very rigid. Dumid chorus is kosher. So you see quite clearly in the list, the one of the psulim mentioned is soduk. So how can you tell me only nikdam is problematic, but not soduk, nistak, it is. It says quite clearly it's posel. Omer apopo no to ovid kehemnuk. Essentially, nistak is not posel. If it's ovid kehemnuk, it's opened up. It looks like two leaves. It's Y-shaped or V-shaped. Then it is posel. So we had much discussion working out what nistak is. If nistak is going on the middle leaf, and you're telling me it's kosher, so what about nechlaka hatiyemis? Nechlaka hatiyemis, the Gemara says later, is posel. We have different tirutzim. Maybe nechlaka hatiyemis is only if it's right down to the shidra, nistak is less. Others said nechlaka hatiyemis b'chlal doesn't refer to the middle leaf, it's only referring to the side leaves. Remember, it's all the leaves, the glue, etc., etc. We have different tirutzim. Okum doima lamagal. We said if it is bent over like a sickle, it is posel. Omarov aloy, omron elalafonov. It is only possible if it is bent forwards. Avala acharov, backwards, is briyosahu, that's the way it's created, it's supposed to be that way. Omer of Nachman, litzdodin, kalafonov domi. If it's bent over sideways, then that is like lafonov, in which case it is possible. For omri lon, some say, no, the exact opposite, kala acharov domi. Fine, it's like bent over backwards, in which case it's kosher. For omarov ahai lulova, the salik b'chad hutzo. If it is a lulav that only has one long leaf, or leaves at least, which are only on one side of the lulav, but the other side is completely non-leaved, then that is a baal mumhu, and it is posel. Nifritzu alav, omar apapa nifritzu, what does that mean? To ovid kichufya. So the truth is, we're going to see later on, specifically with regard to Esrog, that many psulim are compared to a baal mum of a behema. It doesn't completely answer your question, because why would you only mention it with regard to the psul of chadhutza? And the truth is, most of the psulim that we talk about with regard to a behema is really more an esrog, because an esrog is a live being. If we learn many psulim, so I'm not sure why over here it calls it baal mum. It's a good question. I don't know. Good question. Says the Gemara Mar Papa Nifritzu da Ovid ki chufya. It's made like a broom. We saw various pshatim. Rashi learned that what does a broom mean? That the leaves have become detached. Tois didn't like that. Tois says, and you should call it hutzi. So Tois has learned Ovid ki chufya means something else. That what? That the leaves are split. Nifridu means the ifrud ifrudi. They are merely separated, but they're not detached. Poira Papa Nechlakati Yemis Mahu. Well, we certainly have a brace that says nitla. My love, wouldn't you say who are din nechlekos? Wouldn't you see so too? If it's nechleka, be the same thing. Someone says no, there's no proof. Loi nitla shiny. Maybe nitla is worse. Because it's actually a piece missing. But ikadomri, some say no. This was the version. Omra b'shoben levi nechleka tiyemes. If it's nechlak, it is as bad as if it was made nitla, i.e. upostle, and is therefore postle, and that is the maskana of the Gemara. The nechlak atiyomis is indeed postle.
First question is, nitla atiyomis, if we take the glue behind,
what do we mean? Nitla, remove? Yeah.
I thought
nitla
means
part. Nitla, removed. The glue, that piece of brown thing, whatever glues it, is removed, if it's chasim.
According to those that say
Tiamis
means the majority of the leaves,
what do you say? No, nobody says Tiamis means the majority of the leaves. Tiamis either means the middle leaf or it's the glue of all the leaves, in which case you need roif.
So what do you say?
Okay, you asked that once, I don't know. Nechlaka ha-Tiamis, I don't know. Good question. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that, that Nifridu, which the Tanakhama said is kosher, said Rabbi Yehuda, no, you've got to tie it back up. Why? Tani Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Mishum Rabbi Tarfein. Kapois Tmarim, and how do you read it? Kof was tied up. Im hoya porod ikfaseno. If it was separated, you have to be able to tie it up. Omalei Ravina Ravashi Mimai, Dahai Kapois Tmarim, Delulavahu. I know it says Kapois Tmarim, so obviously it's referring to the date tree. Definitely that tree, but how do you know it's the lulav part of it? Maybe it's the rigid branches. Says no, can't be. But you know, kofos veleka. It has to be able to be bend backable. According to the Tanakhama, you don't actually need to bend it back, but it has to be bend backable. If it's so rigid that you can't do that, then it's not shaykh. Ve'im ufta. No, again, kofos michlal de ikar parut. Remember, the ufta didn't have any leaves on it at all. So how can you say about something which has no leaves that it's tied up? You can only use the word tied up about something where it could be in a separated state or in a tied up state. But if there's no leaves on it, there's nothing to separate. Obviously, the Torah is not referring to that. Fahai kofus va'oimed. This is, as it were, continuously tied up. In fact, it's just one rigid item. Lo'ilam. Ve'ema kufra, maybe it's part of the lulav that has the bristles and the thorns on it. No, that can't be. Amar Abaye, Derochei Odar Kinoi, V'chol Nisivei Osei Hasholem. It can't be that the Torah wants you to take a mitzvah where there is a side effect, which is very unpleasant. Omalei Rava Tosfa Ola Ravina, Ve'ema Tarati Kapi, the Tamri. One second. How do you know it's referring to any branches or leaves at all? Maybe it's just two clusters of Tamarim. Says the Gemara, no, because kofus ksiv, and kofus is written in the Torah without a vav, which suggests it's not plural, it's singular. All right, so ve'im machodus, so let it be one cluster. No, lahu kaf korili. That you would call a kaf. So if you wanted it to refer one single cluster, it wouldn't say kapois tomorrow, it would say kaf tomorrow. And if it wanted to be two clusters, it would say kapois with a vav. By writing kapois kofus without a vav, it's clearly not referring to the dates at all, it's referring to the leaves. Which one? So we've proved it must be, by process of elimination, it must be referring to the lulav. Tzine harabarazol ksheira omar abaya. Loi shonu elo shel roishay shel zeh, magia letzad ikre shel zeh. We're only talking about a lulav that although it's thinly sparsed, Do you know why it's kosher? Because at least the top of one leaf reaches the bottom of the next leaf. By the way, please, please remember this Gemara forever. But at least until we learn the Gemara about Hadas. Many people ask this Shaila of Rabbanim, bring your Hadas to the Rav, and it's all beautiful sets of threes, and they're all lined up. One second. Is there a requirement in Hadas for the leaves to reach the next cluster of leaves? Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. But with regard to Lulav, we've just said it does say it. With regard to Lulav, you've got to have one leaf which reaches the bottom of the next one. And if it doesn't, we said it's possible. So some suggest, although the Mishabura does not quote this, but there is a Pesach who does hold this, that the same is true by Hadas as well. And you cannot have any of the stem which is uncovered, which is very, very, very central question in how much do we copy and paste Psulim from Lulav to Hadas? Do we say a Hadas has all the same features as a Lulav? It has a Shidra, and it has Alim. Now we're going to see, a lot of the Psulim are indeed the same. Yovesh, a Niktam, a Nifritsu. So maybe therefore I would say that if the top of one leaf doesn't reach the next cluster, it's problematic. We'll see. Halach l'maisa, we do not pass in this way. Although, l'chatchila one should be makbir, but it does not pass l'hadas. It does pass l'lulav, it does not pass l'hadas, l'halach l'maisa. So remember this Gemara, Tzini Hara Barzel, and we're going to have to try and see if we can find any proofs when we learn hadas, is there a Tzini Hara Barzel psul when it comes to hadas? Sure. Every single min. Avul says the Gemara, Ein Roshe Sholzeh Magia Letzad Ikri Sholzeh. But if the Rosh of one leaf does not actually reach the bottom of the next leaf, then I'm sorry to tell you, it is possible. Says the Gemara, yeah, Tanya Namiyachi, I can back that up with the Braisa. Because it says in the Braisa, Tzini Hara Barzel is Psula. What? Apostle? V'ho'anan t'nan k'sheira. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah that it's kasha? So you've got a steer between the Mishnah and the Braises. How are you going to reconcile it? Elo shma mino, k'abaya. Shma mino, yes. So therefore, how are we going to reconcile it? Using Abaya's principle. What was Abaya's principle? That when it says, t'sini harabarazel is kosher, it's not always kosher. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Very good, perfect. So the Mishnah that says it's kosher is talking about one type. The Braises says it's possible to about another type. Some said that it came from a different direction. He actually asked it as an official kasha. It says on the one hand, Tanan, we've learned in the Mishnah, it's Sinei HaRabarazel kasha, Ay, Botanya Psula, Om Rabbi Eloi kasha, Kansha Reishu Shalzeh Magir Tzadik Reishu Shalzeh, Kansha Ein Reishu Shalzeh Magir Tzadik Reishu Shalzeh. Fine.
But the normal
Tzini Rahar Barzel,
it doesn't?
Rashi says Pa'omim. I don't know what's more. Rashi says Pa'omim sometimes. I'm not sure if one is more common than the other. It does sound like that the more common type is that it does reach, and that's why the Mishnah just right. That's why the Mishnah just said it's kosher. That's the normal case. Omer and Mary and Orav Shul ben Levi. Omri lo Tony Rabba bar Mary Mishum Yechon and Zakai Shtei Tomorrow is Yesh Begay Ben Hinnom. There are two palm trees in a place called Gay Ben Hinnom, close to Yerushalayim. Ve'oila Oshon Mibineim, and smoke pours out from between them. Vezeo Shoshaninu, and that is what we learned. Tzini Hara Barzel Kshira is, if you want to have a look at these types of Lulavim, go there. Vezuhi Pischo Shol Gehenom. So you want to make a day trip, the Greybeards trip to hell?
We've been there before.
Yeah, you've been there before? I'm sure that will bring in the crowds. We are going to visit Gay Ben Hinnom. You won't believe it, but actually it's an old age home, a nursing home in England called Gan Eden. Most strange name. For imagine meeting somebody. Tell me, how's your father doing? Yeah, he's in Gan Eden. Oh, I'm so tired. My wife has a very wealthy great uncle called David Last. You know the Rav's Mechutin?
Yeah.
Henry Last, his father.
Henry Last.
And he's a very wealthy big Baal Stocker, and he donated a huge sum of money to a very large nursing home in Golders Green. It's very, very famous. It's called Sage. That's what it's called. So when they were naming it, that was a joke going around Golders Green. His name is David Last. They could hardly call it the last home. It was rather inappropriate. Okay. Fine. Back to our story. Lulav sheyesh by shloisha tvachim. This is the final halacha of lulav. A lulav has to be three tvachim. Amar Avira Mashmol Shio Hadas Varava Shloisha. V'lulav Arba'a. Why Arba'a? Kadeshi Lulav Yitzim Min Hadas Tefach. It's got to be boiled. It's got to be protruding over and above the Hadas by a Tefach. V'parnach Amar Avyechana. No. Shidrei Shel Lulav Tzarach Sheyitzim Min Hadas Tefach. It's not the total lulav with all the leaves, just the Shidra. The Shidra has to be boiled. Has to protrude a tefach above the hadas, which means that the lulav in total would be much more than four. Tanan, lulav sheyesh boy gimel tefachim kedei lananeh boy. It says the lulav only needs to be three tefachim. What's going on? Kasha. And you just told me it has to be four. Says Gemara, no, ema v'kedei lananeh boy. You're right. Has to be three plus an extra part that you shake. How much extra? Says Gemara, I don't want to get involved. Mar. Kadeisle, Omar, Kadeisle, this master as he holds, and that master as he holds. So whatever it is, there's an extra bit. Let's not get involved, whether it's a tefach in total, tefach of the Shidra, but there certainly is three plus. Toshima, we've learned in a brisa shehadas varava shleisha, velula varbo, my love, bahodi alin, sounds like that's all you need, including the leaves. So how can Rabbi Yochanan tell me that? What? That is the Shidra, which means actually you'll end up more than four. It says it's just four. All in all, it says more. No, like Levad mi alin. So even without the leaves, just the Shidra itself has to be four. Gufa. We have a Tosefta. It says as follows: Shir, Hadas, Varova, Shloisha. Velulav Arba'o. That is the Tanakama talking. Comes along Rab Tarfin, and he says, he qualifies that, and he says, Ba'ama bas chamisha tfochim. Now, how did we understand it in the middle? Remember Rashi's Kasal Kadaite, yeah, which we said is a non-exceptioned rule. We like those rules. And obviously here it was very easy to see, obviously. The Gemara's Havamina was, he requires a Hadas of five Tochim. Oy, gewalt, what a Chumrah. Omar Rava Shari Le More. Wow, Rava said he's going to need Mechila. You're a Tarfin. Hashta Ovei Shloisha Loi Mashkechina. And if we can barely find three Tvachim of Ovois. Remember we used that word Ovois, the clusters. Bas Chamisha Miboya. Now you want us to find five Tvachim? How can you say such a Chumran Klal Yisrael? Nobody's going to have a Kosher Hadas. Can't be. Ki Osir of Dimi. Rav Dimi comes along. He says, no. So you misunderstood. You're right. Rav Tarfon is saying a Chumra, but don't exaggerate. You thought that Rav Tarfon is telling you how much you need? Five. No. It's more than three, that's true, but it's nowhere near five. The calculation is very simple. Bas, amo bas, shisho tfochim. You take an amo, which is shisho tfochim, made up of six, we call tfochim beinoinim. Asei oiso bas chamisha. Now, rather than dividing it into six, you divide it into fifths. So we said, if a tefach, for argument's sake, a tefach beinoni, is 10 centimeters, like the Chazanish holds, an amo is therefore 60 centimeters. If you divide it by 5, then each tefach is 12. And then, same hand, shloishul hadas vashalululuv. And then, based on a 12 centimeter tefach, that's what he meant on amo bas chamisho. He never meant take 5 tefachim. He meant take 3 tefachim of a 5 tefach amo. Which means don't measure tefach in terms of a 6 tefach amo, which is 10 centimeters per tefach, rather, and a 5 tefach amo, which is 12. Therefore, how much you get to? Kama havaluhu. How much is that? Tlosa, vetolsa, chumshi. 3 and 3 fifths, 3.6. So you're right. He's definitely being machmen. But it's not out the ballpark. It's not 5. 3.6. Yeah, it doesn't mean remainder, it just means, and the same calculation, Rashi says, for the lulav. The extra that you need for lulav also has to be worked out accordingly. That's how Rashi explains. 48. So therefore, it'll be 4 times 12, it'll be 4.8. Tfachim. Says the Gemara, Kasha de Shmuel al Shmuel. We have a steer in Shmuel. Hocha Oma, over here he said, Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel. So who's talking? It's Shmuel. Shir Hadas Varov Shleisha. So if Shmuel came into the base of Medrash, he gave a shir. Moirav Raboisa, you want to look for a Hadas is here, take one of three. V'hosam, and elsewhere, Omravon Omashmol Alocha Krib Tarfon. One second. We've just established that what does Krib Tarfon really mean?
3.6.
So how could Shmuel say, yeah, we pass him like that? But he himself gave another share to someone, he said, you need three. So as Rabbi Yossi, we discussed this yesterday, one second, what's the big kasha? when he said three, maybe he meant with the calculation of a five and six, and you get to 3.6. The answer is no. Mishnayos can talk in that way. That's what we're busy here doing, trying to work out the Mishnayos. But when an Amora gives a psak and he says three, he says what he means, and he means what he says. So if three means three, that's the kasha. Don't tell me that when he gave a shir in public to 5,000 people and he said, take a hadas, which is three tvachim, in fact he meant 3.6 because he meant that there were five of us. Why didn't he say that? A Tana in a Mishnah speaks very briefly. That's why we have to now try and work out what he meant. But an Amora has to explain exactly what he means. If he says three, he means three. And yet on another occasion he says, Halacha Kriptavron 3.6. What are you going to tell me? Says the Gemara, Loidok. You're right, he was just rounding it down. Of course you have to take 3.6. You just round it up to the nearest, number. Sorry. Eimad Amrin and Loidok. When do we say the Loidok principle? That is Lechumra, comma. But Lekula Mi Amrinan? How can you say he was being inaccurate, which is going to end up in a leniency? So what are people going to think? You've got to take three. So I'll take a three Tefach Hadas and not be Yates of the Mitzvah. How can you say Loidok? You can round up. You can't round down. Says the Gemara. No. Ki Asa Ravin Omai says the other way around. Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim Asei Oisa Shisho. If you take an Amo, which is only five Tvachim to start off with, five Tvachim Beinonim. So how much is your Amo? 50 centimeters. And now Asei Oisa Shisho, cut that up into six, which each one is 8 1/3. Centimeters. So it is 3 times 8.3, which will get you to how much is that? Kama havalahu?
25.
Oh, so Rav Tarfain is actually coming to be Mekel. So look how much we've gone down. We thought Rav Tarfain is saying you have to take 5. Then we said no, 3.6. Now we said no, you meant 2.5. Says the Mara, okay, but safe, kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel. At the end of the day, you haven't reconciled Shmuel's psokim. On one hand, he said take 3. On the other hand, he said alocha krib tarifun, which is 2.5. Here you can say loidok. Fahainu lechumra loidok. Now it's very good. Essentially, how much do you really need? 2.5. But I don't mind if an alternative location, alternative different time, Shmuel said take 3. Not being accurate. Say no, Doc, you're just rounding it up. Don't want to get involved in the fractions. That's what he meant. Alocha kriptarfa means round it up. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem. As I mentioned, next Tuesday, there will not be shir on Sunday, unless anybody wants to join me in London. There will not be shir on Sunday. The next shir will be on Tuesday. The plan, Be'ez Hashem, is to do chazar from the beginning of the perek until this point. We will have a look in Mitzvah Hashem also at the Mishnah Berurah. If anybody wants to bring their Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Vav, Simon Tofresh Mem Hei, have a look at Hilchos Lulav. We have basically finished all of Hilchos Lulav. We are ready to see the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. We'll try and maybe summarize it. Yeah, at least two Shurim. We'll try and do it maybe Tuesday and Thursday. I want to leave you with a short thought on the day, especially as there's no Parashah Shir tonight, for those who join the parachute ship.